Let's call this meeting to order. We don't have a bill author yet. We have only one bill today, and that will be Representative Franzen, if she gets here. And in the meantime, let's approve the minutes. Did anybody want to approve the minutes of March 10th?
So moved,
okay. We have Representative...
Either one. Which one wants to read and do it?
Keel rep moves a minute, so March 10th.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, did you?
Rena?
Okay.
I thought
Rena
did. Rena. Excuse me, Representative Ryan.
Approve the minutes. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carried. Now we wait for the author of the bill. Unless any member has anything they want to bring up. Anybody know any of that music that those talk show, game shows have? Da, 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 da. Well, we're starting to have fewer and fewer bills, so we must be getting closer.
We got her.
Ta-da! We are only... We all came down the same elevator.
I already mentioned that in the chair.
OMG.
Okay, Representative Johnson, would you like to move House File 627
to
be passed and sent to HHS reform? Okay.
Mr. Chair and members,
please tell us all about your wonderful bill we've been waiting to hear about.
A little too much coffee or not enough. Members and Mr. Chair, I have in front of you HF 627. I was heard in the Aging Committee. And what this does is adds another health professional to student loan forgiveness. And so we are asking to include dental therapists as the following health care professionals to be part of the student loan forgiveness program, but they do need to agree to practice in Minnesota nursing home or an intermediate care facilities for persons with developmental disability. So that is the bill, and I'll stand for questions.
Does anybody from the audience have any opposition or support for this bill? Please come forward.
You guys are very popular this year.
Welcome to our committee. Please give your name for the record.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Erin Bowie. I'm with Care Providers of Minnesota here today on behalf of the Long-Term Care Imperative. I want to thank Representative Franzen for bringing this bill forward. As you heard last week, nursing facilities are struggling to recruit and retain employees, and this just offers another avenue to bring more people into the field, hopefully, and keep them there a little longer.
Very well.
A lot longer.
Okay. A lot longer.
Any members have any questions? Representative Lee. I just saw him. That's what made me.
They look an awful lot alike.
They don't at all.
Yeah, there you go. We just come from the same direction, up north. Thank you, Mr. Chair. When I'm looking at this, Representative Franzen, you said they have to dental therapists have to work in a nursing home facility. My question with that is that I would think that would limit the ability to have dental therapists working in that area. I'm wondering how many nursing homes would have that availability.
Ms. Thurlow.
Mr. Chair, Representative Keel, thank you for the question. I'm Carrie Thurlow with Leading Age Minnesota, here also on behalf of the Long-Term Care Imperative. I think it's a good question, Representative Keel. We certainly do have a need for dental access in senior care facilities, and certainly some of our providers do contract with dental care providers, including dental therapists, to provide their needs. We don't have data that would track, for example, how many openings there would be, but there certainly are rural providers and certainly those that are connected to systems that make those arrangements and would be possible.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What I was thinking was, do they have to be, and I should have asked this more clearly, do they have to be, have their office in those facilities or just have an office in that community where they would serve both developmentally disabled homes and or nursing home? Part of their practice would have to be that. I'm thinking that that's going to work better in a rural setting. I don't know if you were elsewhere, if it would.
Ms. Serlo, you look like you have an answer.
Mr. Chair, Representative, I'm not sure that I have an answer. I might have to defer to the Department of Health on construction. It on 3.13 of the bill, it just talks about that they need to agree to practice in a nursing home or an ICF. And so depending on how that's constructed, it could be that that's just one of the buildings that they serve. I don't know that it necessarily would have to be that they office there.
Sure. The one thing that I know, quite often you'll have a dentist or a dental therapist come into the nursing home and treat the residents. Yeah. They'll have a room off the side that they can treat them. Then they don't have to take them out all the time. So thank you. I just, yeah.
Representative Norton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Very supportive of the concept. We have a wonderful visitation mobile unit that comes into some of our nursing homes, and I know I'm sure there are others around the state with different models. But again, and we've seen this bill, I think, twice already with this provision and the other two bills as well, so it's not that I'm opposed to it, but I'm going to raise the same issue I raised before, which is unless we significantly increase at the end of this session the amount we're putting in that loan forgiveness program, because it's a fund, the more people we keep adding to it,
the less people are
the less people
access.
Yes. And so I have actually, it was raised just a little bit ago in my office by some of the dentists in town, and there's a huge dental shortage in rural Minnesota, and that these dental therapists require some supervision, direct and indirect depending on where they're at, by dentists. If the dental therapists are getting it and we're not working on the dentist, then you've got a problem, you know, continuing to have a problem. So I know they're concerned. I don't think they disagree that this is a nice addition, but we have to fund it in order for it not to dilute the efforts, not dilute, although maybe both, that we're trying to do here. So I just raise that concern. You know, I certainly will support this, but I am worried that the pool of people in that is getting bigger and bigger and bigger with every committee.
Representative Johnson.
My questions were answered.
Okay. Representative Moran.
My question was answered.
Mahoney.
Anybody know how many people are in this pool? I mean, what groups? I mean, we have 20 people in it now, 20 professionals, I should say, or do we have two, or maybe staff?
Oh, 11 in this bill.
Yeah, I was going to say
down.
It's 11.
You got an expert coming down.
You had to come across.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Sure.
Cool.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members. Mark Schoenbaum from the Health Department. To your question, Representative Mahoney, I grabbed the wrong file today, but let me tick them off, and I think it's either six or seven. We are the administrators of the Loan Forgiveness Program. So it is physicians who agree to work in rural or underserved urban areas, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. There we go, right in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Nurse practitioners, I should still be able to tack them off. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants who agree to work in rural areas, nurses who agree to, registered nurses who agree to work in nursing homes, pharmacists who agree to work in rural areas, dentists who agree to serve a higher number of medical assistance patients, and faculty who agreed to teach nursing and related allied health occupations. Did I miss any here?
I think nurse midwives. I don't think they're going to
nurse midwives and right nurse midwives and clinical nurse specialists are also eligible for the program in that mid-level practitioner category.
Representative Mahoney.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's just the 11 professions that are included, not just in this bill. I'm not worried about this bill, as Representative Norton said. I mean, we understand that there's shortages, but I'm actually wondering how many professions, what would really be nice is how many professions we are subsidizing their education costs, or however you want to phrase it, to go out and work in Greater Minnesota. I mean, is it 11? Is it 27? Is it 127? And it just seems, I think we've had 5 different bills on this year. And I've lost track of what the number is. So somebody should tell us before this goes to jobs at some point, or health and human services.
Okay. Representative Keel.
My bill has a few more in it. When I was looking through this, you're right. We would have added mental health professionals, and I don't believe that's in Representative Franzen's bill. And chiropractors, acupuncturists,
physical
therapists.
And public health nurses.
Public health nurses?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mahoney.
If I might, it seems how the witness has claimed that he's the person that administers this this particular, or would.
Ask him the question.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he could total them all up through all the bills that have been put out there and send it to the committee administrator so she could disseminate it. I mean, and I mean across, there's, like I say, 5 different authors, 6 different authors. It'd be just nice to know a full list of all the proposed ones that are in law and the ones that are proposed. If you could send that out, I would really appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mahoney, be happy to work with the committee staff to do that.
In other words, he wants to know, when is the next one going to break the back? Are we all right financially to support all this?
Mr. Chairman, and to some of the points that have been made here, these are not health department bills, but the program is structured so that all the occupations are in one pool. And again, these are not health department bills. We're not proposing any new appropriations, but we do, as the administrators, have that concern that the slices of the pie, you know, get smaller and smaller unless the pie grows.
Very well. I'm seeing no other questions from members. Is there anybody else in the audience that has something to say for or against this bill? Seeing none, I will renew my motion. Johnson will renew his motion to have House File 627 be passed and be sent to Health and Human Services Finance. All?
Reform.
Huh? Reform. New names. All in favor of that signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion covers. And if there's not anything else from the membership, we are adjourned.